Wait, can I see what I look like?
No. Okay. If you were a pie, what kind of pie would you be?
Chocolate.
S'mores.
A cutie pie.
Dude, I felt really uncomfortable with your answer.
Yes.
No, you had like a little like giggle like afterwards.
I was ready.
That was like
I was ready for that little question.
It was a little sassy.
A cutie pie, a sweetie pie.
Yeah. I feel like you can't call yourself that if you're a guy. Like an old woman, you know, in like a Waffle House can call you that.
I see you morphing into Andrew Tate as you say this.
But yeah, you think it's weird, right? Like if a guy calls himself cutie pie, like
I think if a guy does it, it is weird, but for us it's weird.
Yeah.
So it works.
But was I lying though?
Yes.
About the pie?
No.
Cream pie.
What'd you say?
Cream pie.
Was that your second option?
I just thought of it.
That was your second option?
That was the first, but I was like, same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Wait, does a cream pie just have cream in it?
What do you think it has in it?
I feel like it's just whipping cream and like bread.
Yes.
And how do you think it's made?
In the oven with like maybe, oh.
Deep
maybe
in the oven.
Flour. All right.
I said chocolate pie, but like I don't really like pies.
Chocolate pie?
Yeah.
Every chocolate pie I've ever had
like the Hershey
is
ones?
Horrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they, so it's like pie. It's like fluffy frosting pie. Mm.
I mean, I don't like pies in general. What's like a grape pie? Like, I don't know.
Cherry pie.
Really?
Pecan pie.
No, cherry pie is too cherry. That's the problem with these pies. They're too pie.
Like apple pie is the safest pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then if you're into pies.
Pumpkin pie.
Cherry pies.
With ice cream or whipped cream could smack. Has the potential to smack.
I heard.
Yeah. It's like a light. It's a fine pie.
Mm-hmm. But you guys think like cakes are better, right? Or like other desserts?
No.
Cheesecake.
Okay. You think pies is up there?
Yeah, pies are amazing.
Really?
You guys don't think so?
I think cakes are better. I think ice cream is better. I guess
cake is too, it's on too much of a like, there's too much variety of cakes.
But I feel like pies are very holiday season. Like you're not going to have a pie in March.
I have pies in March.
What kind of pie?
I have pies in January, February.
What kind of pie?
Usually an apple pie.
You're having apple pie?
Because everybody else likes apple pie
too. Are you like having like McDonald's apple pie?
Sometimes, but like a pie at home.
Oh, a pie at home.
Yeah, like after a gathering usually. A pie with ice cream is a great.
Do you make it yourself or is it like home cooked?
Yeah.
Home baked?
No. We don't make it ourselves.
Okay. So you buy a pie from the store?
Yeah.
And you guys are just eating pie in like June?
Yeah. August. Name the month.
June. Specifically
eating
June.
Eating pie.
That seems wrong.
If it's just me, I might get one of the small ones.
Okay.
That are like, you know, 5 inches.
Okay.
Okay.
What was your pie?
Yeah, what did you say?
I said s'mores pie.
S'mores pie?
Yeah. Astaghfirullah.
Why?
Dude, how do you get a s'mores pie?
It's that's not real marshmallow. It's marshmallow fluff. And marshmallow fluff is halal.
Okay. Is it actually?
Yeah.
What's marshmallow fluff?
It doesn't have gelatin.
What's the fluff?
So you're telling me if you beat the marshmallow down, it's no longer
the
has gelatin in it?
Gelatin is what makes it form in the marshmallow shape. So the reason why fluff isn't gelatin doesn't have gelatin is because it doesn't have a shape.
Interesting. I didn't mean to call you out on like the haramness of it, but
it's okay.
What's it called? It does sound good though.
It's
just too scary for me to like try out. Like I wouldn't know it, like to read like the back and be like, oh, is it gelatin? Is it not? You know,
I would like to take back my
the sister has given the official ruling.
Oh, so we can eat it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what?
We can eat it now.
The oh, sister. Yes.
Sheikh Amber.
I would like to take it back and say that pumpkin pie is probably the best.
Okay. Have you ever had a s'mores pie?
No. I eat real pie.
Maybe I made that up.
With fruit in it.
What, the fluff?
No, the
marshmallow.
The ruling is corrupt.
Wait, the flavor or like the marshmallow?
Like, I don't know if I've had a full s'mores pie. I don't know where that came from. I think it's in the same energy as your Hershey's chocolate pie. Like, I don't think it's a real pie.
Oh, okay. But you've had it before.
Now I'm doubting myself. Maybe I've never had it.
So were you lying about
the
halalness?
Can we Google a s'mores pie?
It's a real thing. Oh. We don't need to Google it. I've seen it before. Yeah. But the pies you guys are talking about are not real pies.
It's like cake pies, right? Like cake style, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cake or like it's kind of just like a dessert situation.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it because of, you know, the Friendsgivings are starting and the all of those. And
you chose pie?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say the cutie pie thing.
You had that pre-planned.
But it was funny because the Friendsgiving I was at.
S'mores pie looks like it smacks.
Let me see. That's a pie.
The idea of it looks good, but trust me, these aren't real pies.
A little bit of peanut
everybody was that? Everybody was complimenting the dishes that were like made, right? And then, you know, when somebody makes a dish and everyone's like, yeah, like the cornbread was really good. How'd you make it? And they're all getting all this attention. One of the girls, she's like, yeah, I made the pumpkin pie. So when the dessert comes, like, be ready. And I was like, I already hate your energy. I told her this. Mm. I was like, I don't know her, but I was like, what are you doing? Right? Like,
Frost, you can't just do that to other people. It's one thing that your friends know you.
No, no, but nobody else was going to let her know. So I was letting her know that, like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody just got immediately annoyed. And she was like, okay, yeah, true. And then by the time it was dessert time, she had heard enough compliments. Mm. So then she goes, if anybody wants the pumpkin pie, I was like, you're doing it again. And then she brings it out, cuts it up, takes a slice, starts eating it. She's the first one to eat her own pie.
Mm.
Mistake number two, three, actually. And then she's the only one eating it. And she's like, I was like, this is sad.
Yeah.
She's like, why? I was like, you announced to everybody. Now you're eating your own pie. You're complimenting yourself. Let me get a slice. Then I was the only person to get the second slice. And I was like, it's all right.
Dang. But it was edible.
It was edible. It was all right. Like, it was good. It was like, but I've had better.
Do you think it would have tasted better if she didn't say nothing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Have you ever gone to a movie that had reviews that were like, you know, raving, and then you go to and you're like,
yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. Have you ever gone to a movie where the reviews were horrible and you go in, you were like, what are people talking about?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. Yeah, yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
What she did was she set it up for herself to get a horrible review.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there was Yelp for Friends, she would have had a very poor review.
Yeah. Also going on that topic of like Friendsgiving, I've never been in this position, but like, do people feel bad when like they make food and like nobody like kind of eats it?
Touches it?
Like,
is this a potluck situation?
Yeah, I feel like it's awkward, right? Like everyone's like, oh yeah, that person made it.
I mean, is it because somebody specifically made it or because it doesn't look that great?
I think
it's usually that everything else is so much more hype.
Yeah. And like they maybe made something very unique that people are like,
but I feel like those are the things that end up smacking, like the things that are just like not expected.
Yeah. But I feel like the person just like, oh, no one's eating my like thing. Do they like sit in the corner?
Everybody
and, like,
eats with their eyes first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes that's why people will stuff their plates and don't even finish it because they're like, everything just looked so good.
Mm.
But like, it's funny, at my mosque, we do this thing where after the Jummah prayer, on the Friday prayer, we sell lunch and then the proceeds go towards the mosque. And usually somebody will pick it up from, you know, a halal, what's it called, Popeyes, or they'll get the platters and people go crazy for the platters, right? Who doesn't want platters or Popeyes? One time this uncle is like, I will sponsor next week. He sponsored next week and he decided that I'm going to let my wife cook biryani. And and usually everything sells out. Right.
Yeah.
This week, nobody was touching it.
Nobody bought it.
It was in like those styrofoam, you know, packs or whatever. And he's over there like marketing it. And he's like forcing, he's grabbing uncles by like the shalwar kameez. He's like, come over here.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. Like, and he's like, you buy every week.
Oh, he was calling him out.
And then he goes and then he finally grabs one uncle and brings him over, and he pays for it himself.
Oh my god!
And he's like, "It's on me." I was like, "Bro, you already paid for it."
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Did you
and
try?
And then
it?
He forces him to get it. No, I didn't try it.
Buy it either.
No. Well, we usually sell it. Like, okay, we're the ones over there, and so luckily we don't have to. And then at the end of it, not a single person bought it. And it was all this extra, all these extra boxes. And then we were like, do you want to take this home? It'll go to waste. He's like, no, keep it. He was like upset.
Dang.
And then we were like, what are we supposed to do with all of this? And it's like me and, you know, our friend Emma. And we were like, we don't know what to do with all this. We tried taking it to like homeless shelters.
They didn't want it.
That is so sad.
They didn't want it either.
No.
We went to three different shelters and they were like, nah.
Did it not look appetizing?
Like, what was about? Yeah. What?
It didn't look good. It was like a, it was like rice that looked musty, and then there was like a piece of a leg in there, and it just looked
That's
yellow.
That's because biryani across the board is just not a good.
And then there
meal.
Was like a slice of tomato, and it was just like
what in the biryani?
It looked like jail food.
Wait, so how is like collectively the like masjid like on the same page about not buying the biryani?
Well, everybody usually walks by, and then you can. And they're like lining up, you know, quick apple pay, boom, 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 boom. Take it. Oh, do you have any more? I need 10 of these. Yeah. You know, they're all platters. I need them for my kids. And like, take as many. Oh, donate extra to the masjid. And then this week, everybody's like, what do we have? And then we put it, if there's usually something new, we put like one box for display. And especially like the Arab uncles, they were like, no, brother. where is the platter? Why not the same? And we were like, you know, that uncle was nice enough to sponsor this week.
Frost's mosque is very sketch because one time they brought in ham sandwiches.
That's not what happened. We didn't bring them in.
Bringing ham sandwiches
That's
to a
crazy.
Mosque?
We have a small community.
And they
That's
ate
sabotage.
That. They ate that. And people said it was good.
My dad especially was like, they were really good. And then later on when he found out, he had like this dramatic performance where he's like, trying to make himself throw up, and he's like, I can't believe this. We're like, Baba, you said they were good, though. He's like, no, I didn't say that. We used a church, and somebody accidentally grabbed their preparations for their Sunday service.
Dang.
Instead of what we had or something. I don't know what happened.
That's wild. And why were you guys... Why were you guys hiding from a church? I mean, not that we're against churches.
Well, we have a small community, so we always have to, like, rent church facilities or, you know, whatever else might be the case, but...
Nice.
Yeah. Funny stuff. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody.
Long Yay. Intro, but yeah.
I'm Friendly for Us.
I'm Shamir.
I'm Auntie Amber.
You can't take my thing.
I thought you were like wanting that.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah, but it has to be better than that if you're going to do it.
Okay, sorry.
Like, where did Auntie Amber come from?
I don't know. I did it in leader shape.
I was on the Friendsgiving theme and you didn't even. All right.
Friendly. Okay.
Some people don't. So
it didn't give Thanksgiving to me.
Friendsgiving. We were talking about Friendsgiving.
It didn't, but like, it didn't
friendly.
Give that.
Friendly for cutie pie for us?
It's all of it's not giving.
Yeah, all right. You're the one to talk.
Yeah.
Antsy Amber.
Apple pie Amber. Like, what do you want me to say?
Like, no. Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah, but like, friendly didn't. You should have set the tone better if you wanted us to do better.
I set the tone.
You said it badly.
But you set the acetone.
You're not being real friendly right now.
Thank you.
I'm the villain of the podcast, so it's fine.
The past two episodes, it was Amber.
Amber was the villain, yeah.
I've been the villain, yeah.
But we appreciate everybody, you know, commenting and...
Tuning in, being patrons.
And
enjoying the bonus episodes. Has anyone commented on the bonus episodes at all?
Yeah, on the first one, I think.
Not the rest. Well, we hope you enjoy them because we're actually putting in a lot of work and we're like,
I think it's one of those situations where nobody wants to be the first one.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't want to spoil that I'm a patron.
Well, I feel like, listen, if you're listening right now, I need you to comment down below because I've been getting a lot of messages and calls and like DMs about the podcast just to talk about their thoughts. And I'm like, comment that on the podcast.
People are calling you with their thoughts.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It's actually fun.
You're having second byproduct podcast from this podcast?
Yeah. Each topic was brought up.
Wow.
Jeez.
And
that
discussed.
Sounds exhausting.
Yeah. By each person or one person?
Just one person. But I got like DMs and I got a lot of threats
from the nerd
community. So are
they like bullet pointing? Like, okay, I need to talk with this with Amber, this with Amber.
I don't know. know. I don't know what their like science behind it was, but I got a call and they were just like, these are all my thoughts on all your topics. Nice. And I was like, nice. But the DMs have been around the fact that I've been so anti-nerd recently.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's
sorry.
True.
I just like to apologize to the nerd community. Not.
Oh, you put a Conor McGregor. I would like to apologize to absolutely nobody. Did you get, you understood that?
No.
Oh, okay. You just thought it was funny?
I was just here for the vibes.
Do you know who Conor is?
Yeah. He's a boxer,
I wanted you to be
anti-MMA
too.
He's what, like Irish or Scottish or something?
Yeah.
He's some sort of white.
Irish.
Okay.
Irish.
One. And yeah. He's like a boxer or MMA fighter or something.
Yeah, boxer, MMA fighter. Good job.
Nice.
Thank you. I have a brother.
Well, never mind. He could have saved you from other topics too.
Fair.
Also, besides the Patreon, we have our merch in the bio. If you want to cop Strange Flavors gear, I know that the fall, winter time is here and it's actually very cozy, the crew necks and sweatshirt. Yeah. So pick one up.
Also, if you guys want to see new stuff, let us know.
I actually picked up these Pac-Man socks recently. What do you guys think?
They're cool.
From where?
Where do you think they're from? Guess.
I saw your story, so I think I know where it is.
Where do you think they're from?
Zoomies.
No.
Oh.
You get three guesses. Think about how cool they are.
You want to pick?
I already know where it is.
Oh, yeah. But try. American Eagle.
No.
Zoomies, American. The Hot Topic.
All right, here we go. Here's the reveal.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Are they high quality, though?
Yeah.
They're high quality.
They're giving?
Wait, yeah. Can I feel them?
Yeah. Oh, there's a rip in it.
Bro says high quality.
Look, I already got a rip in it. It's the first time wearing them.
Oh, wow.
What the hell? High and it's quality. Right at the freaking...
It looks like it's one of those where you've been wearing them too long, too. Yeah.
Bro, what is this?
Bro's going to pull up next week with like the toe
I'm
sticking
never
out.
Trusting you. He really said with full confidence. And they're high quality, yeah. Too.
They are. Look, feel it from here.
I felt it. They're much higher quality than
I think
like
it's because you have skinny ankles.
That they ripped?
That it feels good up there. Like they seem like solid here, you know?
They're much more solid than like I expect from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So,
well, this ruins everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, cop the merch.
I'm wearing one, and this is my favorite merch ever.
Oh, we're both wearing Ronald Ponal merch.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Gains for God on.
I got mm-hmm. the other underneath. Ponal.
Actually, OG. Another Gains for God. Ooh, kill him.
Kill him.
Did you just flash us?
Yeah. You like that?
You like that? Okay. You know what was funny last time? Whenever I'm going home from the podcast,
yeah,
something always ends up happening. It's the scary hours,
like
right,
on the
say?
Way
on the way home.
Like what, deer or something? Like what's going on?
I mean, yeah, sometimes
midnight.
It's deer, but
ooh, scary.
But you never know what's gonna happen. Remember the one time that the Uber Eats guy looked like he was going to rob my house or something, and it ended up being Emma.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The episode is called Hash Slinging DoorDasher.
Yeah.
So stuff like that, you know, you never know in the middle of the night what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's on the streets. I live in a farm town, mm-hmm. so there's only like two people on the road at the same time, and you never know when somebody's going to draw at you.
Okay.
So what happened was I was getting off the highway when I was going home from the podcast. I think it was like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. or something like that.
Damn.
And next to me at the light, right off the highway, this lady pulls up. This old lady. What?
Nothing.
I didn't even say anything yet.
I wasn't doing anything.
You're like, you had a look.
Okay.
But so did she. She had a look, right? She's flashing me, not flashing
whoa.
Me, like,
whoa.
Like flashing
whoa.
Me down. I wish. No, it was an old lady. I
so
wish
you
even
wish.
More.
Yeah.
So she was on the side of the road?
She was next to me at the
oh,
light.
Okay.
Yeah.
In her own car.
And now I'm almost home. I got 15 minutes to go. Why is she bothering me, right? She can't see me. I just got my windows tinted. So I'm like, I have a choice. I could not do anything, or I could do something.
You should definitely not do something.
And it's been 5 days. You're supposed to wait like 3-4 days for the tint so you can roll the windows down. And I was like, all right, it has been enough time, so I can't even make that excuse, as if she would have known. I rolled the window down. What, lady? That's not what I said. Mm-hmm. I said, yes. And she said, how do I get to the Jersey Turnpike? I was like, New Jersey Turnpike, you have to go north. Like, you're far from there. She's like, where's Baltimore? I was like, it's south of here. This is where are you trying to be? She's like, I just got home from a funeral and my aunt just died or something. And I was like, your aunt? You're like near 200. And so something is
off. We're not ageist on this podcast or anything.
And I was like, okay, yeah, where are you trying to go? And then she was like, I just need to find a safe place. Is this a safe area? I was like, yeah, this is a safe area. And if you go right, literally right from the light, where we were like parked, you could see hotels. I was like, just go to one of those. And she said, okay, is this a safe area? I was like, yes, it's a safe area. And then the light is changing, green, red, because she's yapping away, right? Somebody's behind me now. I was like, I got to go. Just go turn right and you're good to go. And she said, okay, I'm just going to follow you. I was like, no, don't follow me. The light's green. What? Now I'm going.
I'm
going
to follow you?
Yeah. Now, I don't know why she said that. And so I turn and I was like, why is she following me? And I'm 15 minutes from home. So I'm like, there's no hotels this way. It's just houses. So what do I do? Am I going to go home or what? And so I'm driving and I'm thinking, I'm like, what's going to happen? Is she, and she's in the SUV. I'm thinking, what if she's like a, what if she's in the driver's seat, but then behind her is, you know, a mob of people who are going to jack me. And so I'm going, you know, like, have you seen the SpongeBob movie?
You're there might be other people in the back seat.
Have you seen the SpongeBob movie?
I cannot remember the SpongeBob movie.
There's a part where SpongeBob and Patrick approach this lady selling ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Because she looks friendly. She's this old lady. And they go to get the ice cream. And then the lady is actually the tongue of a huge monster. Whoa. Who end up attacking them.
Okay. And so somehow, you thought she was the tongue.
She was the tongue.
Mm.
And I could have gotten swallowed that night.
Per.
All right.
So then what happened?
Now she's following me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do because if I go to my house, she's at my house. Could be a good time. Could not. But I didn't want to take the chance. So mm-hmm. then I stop in the middle of the road because I'm like, I'm not going any further. Mm-hmm. This has to end here.
Like where, like in the middle of like.
Is it like a two-way road or what?
It's two-way.
Okay.
So like dang. She would be able to
so
pull
you just
up?
Stopped.
I stopped where there was like a light, maybe a couple, like a mile down or something.
So how long was
but
she following
I didn't want,
you?
I didn't want her for like 5 minutes.
What?
And then so I was like, I stopped my car and I signaled to her to like go because she was supposed to go the other way. Then she pulls up next to me and I was like, I was telling you, you have to go the other way. There's hotels that way. She said, is this a safe area? I was yes, it's a safe area. There are hotels that way. And she said, okay, okay, okay. Then she like makes a U-turn. And then I see lights behind me. Cop lights.
Wow.
I'm getting pulled over.
Wow.
Dang.
And I'm like, God, this would happen. I'm so pissed off. The cop comes from behind and he's like, what's going on? And I was like, then I got to explain to him what just happened. You know, this lady pulled up next to me. And she's being
did
weird.
Did you say
she's
it the same way?
Home.
Like you were telling us?
Well, I was like,
did you see the SpongeBob movie?
She was a Tom.
I was like, officer, so you know SpongeBob, right? And he's like, walk the line for me, young man. No, but then so he's listening to me and he's like, yeah, it was weird. I saw her following you and I don't know what's going on, but, you know, you have a good night. And I was like, okay, thank God. He's like, I'm going to go check on her. So then he turned around and went after her. And that's where it ends. But I was just like, this is insane that this stuff is happening to me. I get pulled over. If that night I would have gotten in trouble for parking in the middle of the road, I would have been so pissed, bro. But I didn't die. The lady seemed like she was probably flustered. Maybe her aunt actually did die.
Yeah.
We don't know how old the aunt is, but.
Also, I'm mad that you drove for 5 minutes. Why didn't you just, like, as she started following you, be like, no, there. go, like, there.
Because I was already driving away.
He low-key wanted her to chase him, yeah.
He needed, like, some spice in his life. He's like, this would be so
grandma.
Good for the podcast.
Ooh,
I want a pie.
You know what that is?
What is that?
That's the intro song.
To our podcast?
No.
To their podcast.
All right, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Okay.
And Shamir does know. He just doesn't want to spoil it. I knew. That's the story.
That's it.
Nice.
That's it.
Pretty good story.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Thanks.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. So, while I was on vacation, my mom...
Wait, these are all scary themes. Ooh.
Yeah. My mom texted me saying, hey, there's something downstairs. And I was like, what's downstairs?
Like a present?
Huh?
Like a present? There's like a present downstairs?
Yeah, you could say present, some sort of present. So then when I finally get back home from my trip, we go downstairs and I see this. If you want to pull up section evidence one.
Okay, I told him to talk to me like a lawyer so we can see the evidence.
Evidence
here.
One.
Okay, let me do the screen share.
If you're on YouTube, you'll see it, but we'll also
evidence
try to
one,
describe it.
Here is a video.
Here's a video.
What do we got here? Is that a mouse or a rat?
It's a mouse.
Wait, what?
Is that on a glue trap?
Yep. That's another
two
mouse.
Two of them. Three of them.
Three, four.
Yo, those two are dumb. How you see the homie laying there deceased, and then you go up and you're like, I'm gonna lay next to you.
Yeah, so we had some intruders in our house and our mice. I've never had a mice problem ever.
Look at the poop.
But you have
look at the
a
poop
cat.
Around.
We don't let her in the basement.
Why? Let her in the basement.
We probably should now.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Yeah. So we've lived in this house for like over 20 years. We've never had a mice problem. I thought it was only in TV shows, but
you thought mice problems.
What?
You literally. Thought exterminators were actors just made up.
Literally, I've never had this
characters.
Issue like any time. So when it happened to us, I was like, dude, this is like the TV show. Like, we were about to get the snapping like mouse trap with the cheese. Like, we had to put peanut butter on these glue traps and they get stuck. And so then I was like, dude, this is crazy. This is wild. And so then I think pull up number two.
Evidence two. Here we go.
Evidence two.
What do we got?
Okay. So I put a trap.
That's the tray.
I put a trap, right? I thought we killed four of them, right? Uh-huh. I put another trap and I go downstairs and I'm like, where's the trap? Like, the trap is gone.
Yeah.
And I see this, which is the trap is like back in this room and the peanut butter is gone.
Sneaky rat.
Yeah. The mouse literally like ate the peanut butter, dragged the whole tray and escaped. So I'm like, dang, did I like kill his whole family?
He finessed
and, like, he's
you.
The last one. Yeah. Yeah. He's the last one. So then I decided, I'm going to make you pull up three. So then I was like, hey, I have a Ring camera. Let me install.
Stop it right now.
Let me install, you know, the Ring camera to see like if
the actions.
Not
the
you act having doing. Like an experiment.
Yeah. It's,
okay.
Because like we didn't know how many there are. We still don't know how many there are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to like kill his whole family. So.
Bruh.
Well, I've already killed four. So maybe this is the last survivor one. And we saw that they stole the other tray. So this is another tray that we put down with some peanut butter in the middle. And it's been like 4 or 5 days and nothing happened. So I'm like, dang. So then I had some friends coming over and I was just like, let me just like move this to the side. While I'm chilling with my friends, they go towards like the trash can area and they're like, dude, you caught another mouse. Because I told them about the story.
Yeah.
And then you can pull up the next one. And there
we
was
we don't need PETA on our ass.
Oh, snap.
Dude,
oh,
it was a fresh catch. Like, literally, he was not there before my friends got there.
Wait, was it squealing?
No, there's no squealing. So this was either the last husband or the wife of the family. And he or she is vibing, right? But I feel so bad because it's looking
it's so,
at me.
So scared.
Dude, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's not a mouse. That's a rat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it has a tail.
It looks like a rat, dude.
That's a rat, not a mouse. Not a mouse.
But isn't...
You have a rat problem, buddy.
Damn, like, bro. Like, mice are smaller than that.
Okay, yeah. So but the babies are mice, right?
I think they're two different things.
I don't know. But this is also, like, brown. Aren't mice, like, a...
Well, Tom and Jerry is black, right? Is brown?
This guy's basing his whole thing off of a cartoon.
Literally, like, they're doing shit like from the cartoons. I'm like, this dude probably has like a whole house in the back, like, of my house. So we saw him there, and I was like, I can't kill him. So my friend,
well, he's gonna die if he just stays on the sticky trap.
Yeah. So my friend, he was like, I've like been through this issue before. And
I've been on a comedy set before.
He's like, I've been through this, like, you know, mouse or rat. I don't know what these things are. He's like, I've been through this before. And like, he's like, I let them go. And I was like, damn, I just killed like four of his family members.
How would you let it go? And it's on glue.
So
he has like
evidence five.
What?
Evidence five. We put cooking oil on the glue,
bruh,
and this is outside. We put it on the glue and he escapes. We let him go, or her.
But what if this whole trap fell on top of the rat after that?
And then bro's chasing after me, trying to kill me.
He goes right back.
He's like, oh, he's staring you down.
But
why did he stop right there?
I don't know. Look at the stare down.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Dude, he was trying to kill you.
Yeah.
He's like, why did you set that up in the first place?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we let the rat or mouse, I don't know, go. And that's so far the story. If there's any more, I will update you guys.
That's not what I thought you meant by intruder story.
What did you think? Like an actual...
An
like,
intruder. Yeah.
I mean, this is the worst kind of intruder.
Yeah,
I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you hate rats. That's like the only thing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to like hate it more, but.
You know what's funny?
What?
I've actually been through the same thing.
Really? When?
What is even, all the sympathizing going
even,
on?
Even up to the Ring camera.
Yeah.
I set up like Ring camera in, it was the laundry room where there was activity going on because I wanted to see how they think.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to see where they go. And they also pulled those traps under, like, different areas. And I was like, okay, these are, like, really smart things. I have to capture them on, you know, the camera to see what's going on, what's happening with all of it.
Yeah.
And we found out that, like, first of all, have you heard of the traps where, like, they go inside?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you just dispose of it? You don't have to see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they instantly die, I think.
Like, in a circle.
Like, you can only enter, but you can't exit.
Yeah. Did you try those?
No.
I'm glad you did this.
Why?
That you let him go.
Because I only let one go.
The other ones were dead by the time you saw them, though, right?
One, I think, was swirling on the tray.
I'm okay with some, for some reason, like the ecosystem taking its course. Like when we've had plenty of times where Dolly rips the rats in the middle. Body, and so she has half the body and then the other half, and they're just sitting in a haft, and I'm like, I'm okay with that because Dolly did it, and it met its match.
Yeah,
for some reason I have a lot of guilt around a real rat that, like, it's like a human versus a rat, because, like, that's kind of like a bitch move, to be honest. Like, I'm this big dude and you're this little guy and I'm just gonna smush you.
Yeah, but they're like so just messy.
Yeah, and they're like in your private space. Like,
and once you have one, it's never one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they set up nests and like.
Well, that's why you're supposed to have your cat go to your whole house. Like, you're not supposed to have anywhere that, because if your cat goes somewhere, the smell of the cat alone will keep rats and mice far away. So my friend told me the other day that he put out a glue trap like you did, and the mouse caught on there. So he took another glue trap and put it on top and made a sandwich and put it in the trash.
What?
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, that is so insanely fucked.
Yeah, it's
fucked. I was like, did you put it in the trash while it's still alive? He said that he like squished it a little.
Oh.
I was like,
I never put it in the actual trash. I go outside and put it somewhere with like, you know, the bulk.
With your mice, they like died or like.
Yeah. So what happened was, when we set up those traps that were the circular ones, because I didn't want to mess or anything like that. And they started like pushing those around and they weren't like fitting in it, I guess. So they were like fat.
They were eating the kana.
They were thick. Bro, and so I got the glue traps. Yeah. And then one day my brother saw like the first one that actually worked after the cameras and everything like that. We figured out where they were coming from, all that stuff. And then he went downstairs and I was looking because the camera will give you a notification if there's activity. So then I saw it and then I saw my brother was going down at the same time. I was like, yes. So then I tuned in to see what would happen. So he walked in.
Why didn't you warn him?
And I just see him go in there. He was getting something from like the fridge downstairs. And then he sees the mouse. I had the trap set up inside of a box.
Yeah.
So that even if it goes in like the trap, all of like, you know, they start like pooping and stuff everywhere too. So then everything remains inside the cardboard box.
How did you put the trap in a box?
Yeah. Okay. They can climb over.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
And so he's like going towards the fridge and then you just see the box move. And then he's just like, like staring at the box. He's like, And then he runs out because he does not like this stuff at all. I don't like mice, but I can handle like all of that stuff. Yeah. And so then I got the idea. I was like, okay, I'll do a prank. And then one day my mom was like really pissed off about the situation because she's like, all of my stuff is down there. Like, this
dude,
is
my mom was the exact same. She hasn't been in the basement in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so she wouldn't go. She's like, anytime she needed something from downstairs, she would have like me or my brother go with her. And
you better not have pranked your mom.
And so
I'm being so serious. Sleeping. She does not deserve that.
I was sleeping and then I got the notification and it was like early in the morning. They both get up really early. Yeah. And so I got the notification. There's some activity and I would always get up immediately when I saw it because then they always travel during like the nighttime and stuff. Right. So then I was like, oh, let me see what's going on. And then I see that it's my mom and brother down there. So that triggered, you know, the camera. Yeah. And then I was like, you can do like voice through the camera. Yeah. So then I press the voice thing and I go, and then you just hear from the whole house, go, 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 go. And my mom is screaming, my brother outruns her, leaves her behind.
He like throws her to the side.
Yeah. And then midway up the stairs, I'm dying. I'm laughing so hard. And he was like, It was for us. And he starts getting so mad. And my mom starts hitting him. She's like, why did you leave me behind? Why did you leave me?
Oh my God.
It was horrible. We found out that it was because they were all coming from my neighbor's side. And we actually called like exterminator.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, the traps are not enough. Like, you keep going in the traps. So we called an exterminator. They found out, they were like, oh, it's going through your neighbor's house. So it was like all the lining against theirs.
They can like maneuver it through and stuff.
Yeah. And then they were like, if you want, you could talk to your neighbors and like, we could see it from both sides. That would be helpful. And then the neighbors were like, nah, we're not doing that. And then I was like, what are we supposed to do? Can you just seal up everything from our side? And they were like, yeah, well, we can go towards your neighbors like outside anyways and try to seal that up. So they did that. But then they would like find new places and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was such like an annoying situation because like, you know, that's where you live. And then it just feels dirty all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you just like don't want to be in that area.
Pussies. Sorry. That was so aggressive.
No, it's because they carry diseases and filth and disgust.
I don't know. Listen.
You'd be okay chilling here with like just mice running around?
No, I'm not okay with it. I'm just not being a little baby about it.
Well, also you live in the filth in your car and wherever you...
No, that's not why.
So you're used
to it. I'm scared of rats. But when you lived in the city, you just have to deal with the fact that they're just
I mean,
rats.
Yeah, I see them in the city, but that's where they belong. In
and
the
so
city, outside on the
roads. When I was living
roads.
In my first apartment, it was like the only ground floor apartment in our whole building. And the trash was next to the kitchen window. So it was just kind of set up for a disaster. And eventually I just saw this like little mouse like going through the apartment and I freak out and I call my landlord and I was like,
what did she just call us like 10 minutes ago?
And so I was like, oh my God, there's a mouse in the apartment. And he calls me back. He's like, Amber, all these things can be resolved. but do you really think that this deserved you freaking out and giving me a call? And I felt so dumb. I felt so stupid after that.
It is, though.
Yeah, but I called at like a ridiculous time. It was like 7 a.m. or something like that. Like something ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is not a ridiculous time. I thought you were going to say like 4 a.m.
And then he was like, he's like, this could be resolved in a timely manner. And I just was so embarrassed by it. I was like, damn, that is pretty stupid.
No, so that cannot be resolved. When you have a mouse problem,
yeah,
it's like, no, right now. It needs to be solved right now.
But then what I did is I ended up just seeing it a couple more times. And in that era of my life, I used to sit on the floor and do my makeup. Like I had a mirror. I used to sit on the floor and do my makeup. So one time I'm sitting on the floor doing my makeup and it walks by me casually and goes into my closet. And I like didn't have the time to react because I was like, oh shit. Okay, well now it's in there. So I just got up and sat on my bed, right? Then I'm trying to go in there. I was like, okay, I start ordering all these traps. I'm like, what do I do? I can't just pick it up. So then by the time I order the traps, they come in. Me and Alberto just became friends. He would roam around a little.
You named him Alberto?
Alberto. Yeah.
You're so dirty. You're
and I was like,
yeah,
you
she's
know,
like, you know, you can pay rent too. Like it's fine. It's
she's one of those girls that have like the mouse like running up her arms and stuff. It's like in her hair. She's like, oh, it's Alberto.
So me and Alberto became friends. Do I fuck with them like heavy? Absolutely not. But in that instance, it was either live in fear or just get the hell over it. And at that time in life, I had to get over it.
Those are not the only two options.
Yeah, what else was I supposed to do? I called
not
my dad.
Not live in fear.
Yeah.
Do something
kill
about
him
it.
In
yeah,
life.
But I can't actively kill it. I can't like take a broom and kill it. Like
see,
I had to
I
get
was
a trap.
Thinking like Shamir in the way that it's like, I need to do everything on my part, set up cameras.
Yeah.
Like it became this whole thing that it's like, it's not going to leave my mind. So I have to actively do whatever I can. I remember it was like Ramadan and we were in like the Ravi prayer, which is like a very long extended prayer.
Yeah.
And then my phone was, you know, on like the rug and I see a notification for the, for the Ring camera. Yeah. And I was itching to check it. I was like, oh my God, they're live right now. I need to check this.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because during those times we would be up late.
Yeah.
Like Ramadan, we're always up during, you know, unnatural hours usually. And that's when the activity happens. So I'm like always over there just itching to check the phone. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We got another one. I need to see this.
I feel like you guys just needed some excitement.
Well, the thing is also my mom's like terribly scared. Like she wouldn't not go in the basement. So it's like, do I let her live in fear? Like I gotta, you know, help my mom out, you know? It's like
no, I'm acting all big and bad. But
I'm so glad that so glad that you had this experience.
I'm so glad you had this experience.
Because
I was like, I thought I was the only
because
one.
Because I feel like if I was gonna share this a long time ago, but every time I share one of those situations where something happens and I react the way I react, like you guys are always like, that's too much. That's OD. But like the fact that you set up the cameras, all those traps.
If you brought this up a month ago, I'd be like, yeah, you're overreacting. Because I had no idea like, you know, what it's like. But it's literally like the cartoons, bro.
If I did that, my parents would literally think there's something wrong with me. They'd be like, Dolly will take care of it. Which is what you should have made money do.
Well, the thing is she's been in the basement a few times. It's just, I guess it wasn't enough to like...
Just got to keep her down there.
Yeah,
Tom and Jerry, bro.
Tom and Jerry.
last rat story. It's like 2 seconds, but I basically was like walking to school one day and there was a mosque on the way. It was like one of those strip malls and it had a mosque in it. I was like, yo, it's Usher time. Let me just go pray real quick. So I walk in and you have to take your shoes off. You have to go down a set of stairs and the carpet for it is literally like a house carpet, but they like cut it out with the box cutter and placed it in the middle of the floor and it's all concrete everywhere. I was like, whatever. I'm just praying to Maz real quick. So I start praying and I go and I have my hands across my chest. As I'm praying, the fattest rat I've ever seen in my life just scurries across right next
to
me.
Is it praying you praying with you too? Doing such that?
I didn't even pair my salam. I ran out of the masjid.
Oh my God.
I didn't even pair my salam. I just dipped. I didn't even put my shoes on. I picked up the shoes.
I'm just not understanding why her reaction to the way that we handled it was that we're pussies.
Yeah, when ours was like militarized. Like we got like freaking
we strategized.
Cameras.
Yeah.
It's because that happened when I was younger.
All right.
How old was I was like 21 when I was like living in the city.
So when you're older, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm mature enough. Grow up. Just let the mice do what they do.
Yeah, let it live in your house. Go in your clothes. Like,
this is my home, my sanctuary. This is my safe space. This is where I do everything. You are not welcome here. I didn't invite you.
Yeah.
You're not my pet.
Could be.
You don't belong here.
It could be your pet.
If there's dust there, I dust it away.
Mm.
If I'm not going to let dust sit on my desk, why would I let a mouse do what it wants?
It's not going in your room.
It could if I don't do something about it.
That's true.
It was literally right there.
You do sleep down there. That does make a difference.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's
the
neighbor for us with the rats is just so funny.
The neighbors could literally just like not let their trash overflow, like get bins, like do something about it. But they didn't want to do anything about it. I had to do something about it. And also, I saw the nest at one point outside, and I might have thrown some things on it because the exterminators, they were like, oh, we can't put like the medicine or whatever because you also have a bunch of rabbits here, and the rabbits will eat that.
Mm. You're killing the rabbits?
You killed a rabbit?
It's collateral damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know if the rabbits... We still have rabbits, so it's fine.
They're like zombies.
The rabbits are like buff. They're like, yo, what do you say? They move into the house. What's your story?
So
you had a story, too. We've all shared a story now, so...
Yeah. So... I don't know if you guys experience this, but whenever I go to a new gym, I have like a new set of experiences, right? So I just started going to a new gym recently. My last gym closed.
This is your 12th gym that you're changing?
This is my second gym.
No way.
No.
I feel like you've changed.
Remember there was like a month you were going to like different gyms, like four different times?
Yeah, but
you were
that wasn't my gym.
Or you're just like
and
testing
out
gyms.
And also they weren't gyms. They were like classes, like a Pilates or, or a boxing or a this or a that, but they weren't a gym.
Wasn't there a gym you went that had like a girls only zone?
Yeah.
So there's that was so a part of a different membership, like a part of my yoga membership. But I wasn't like.
So this is a different gym.
No, listen. It was
all a blur tour, Amber edition, gym edition.
I went to this one gym that had boot camp, and like I went there. That's where I like lost the weight.
This is the first gym.
This is the first gym, and I went there, and that was like on the podcast years ago. I talked about. I was like, that's home. I knew everybody there. It was like a huge level of accountability. It was like very comfortable. That gym closed. Okay.
Probably mice problem.
It was in Baltimore. And it was like really sad, right? Because this is where we all go. And so my cousin and I are like getting ready to like go. And then they just shut down. We're like, okay, fine. Let's find a new one. I end up paying way more money to go this more expensive one further away. And ends up finding out that like I know a lot of people there. But there's always this like awkward period when you start a gym where you're like fresh meat. And it's like the era where you get approached like an ungodly number of times because I guess people haven't seen you there.
I hate that.
You know?
Yeah, dude. It's
literally every time.
Dude, every time I do the squats, bro, too many people approach me.
And
it's
so
the hip one for me. What's it called? The
hip thrust.
Oh yeah.
You know the
adductors, abductors?
Yeah, the adductors, abductors. I hit that. Man, it's swarming.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So there was this one, there's like this one incident with the coach. And then I was like, you know what? One day I was like, I'm going to skip yoga. I'm going to
A coach was like hitting on you?
Low key.
Making you uncomfortable?
Not making me uncomfortable. But I was just starting to get the vibe. I was like, okay, you know what? This is just going to have to be the uncomfortable period I have to get over before I start like enjoying the gym. Right? No big deal. So I was going to go to my yoga studio, but I was like, let me go try yoga at this place. I'll go to boot camp. I'll go to yoga. And then I'll go to the steam room inside the girls' locker room.
And there's a guy pulls up there.
And like mentally, when you're prepared for something like that, that's what you're excited for. You know, I go there. It's a Friday night and the steam room is lights on, Clorox everywhere being cleaned that you can't go in. I was like, shit, my only other option is to go to the hot tub, which is co-ed. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to go find my little corner over there. I'm going to go sit down in the hot tub and I'll close my eyes because if you close your eyes, people know, don't talk to you. Yeah. So I go sit in the hot tub. I have my eyes closed and I see this guy just like pull up. He's like, excuse me. I'm like, okay, hi.
How old is he?
30.
Oh, you know his exact age?
I do.
Ooh.
And so he was
like, was he bald?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
He was like, excuse me. I was like, yes. He was like, I don't think I've ever seen a woman as pretty as you in my entire life. And I was like, you're on some bullshit, first of all. Like, they're,
what if he was like legit?
Relax.
It's Amber.
It's literally Cat. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I turned back around and I closed my eyes.
Wait, what was the position? Like, were you like this, like in the hot tub?
I'm in the hot tub, like legs up with my arms tucked in and have my eyes.
Okay, and then how high is the water?
Probably like right to my knees.
So okay, so he's only seeing your head and your shoulders.
Well, I had walked past him to get into the hot tub and he did one of these numbers.
And was he swimming? Like, what was he doing?
No, he was not there. So he comes and he sits on the ledge and he just kind of sprawls out. And he's like, hey, excuse me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sprawl. And I was like, that's so nice. And he's like, yeah, like, my name is Quran, like the Holy Quran.
Wait, actually?
I swear, this is the opening line. I was like, oh, nice. He's like, yeah, but it's spelled like, and I'm not going to spell it because I don't want people to find him, but he spells it a way that does not sound like Quran. And I was like, well, how did you know it was
Muslim?
It's like
Muslim? C-O-R-E-Y. Sir, that's Corey.
Literally. I was like, well, how did you know I was Muslim? And again, my body language is forward. I haven't turned towards him to give him like a super inviting feel.
Well, how do you know that he knows that you're Muslim?
I don't, but
he's just telling you his name.
But he said it. I don't know. I guess my
was it corn?
No. It was spelled similar to Karn. And I was, but in my head, then he was like, yeah, like he was just making indications towards him being Muslim. How'd you? I was like,
was he hot?
He was attractive, okay. But like I wasn't interested.
Not enough.
But I wasn't interested.
What? Wait, why?
Because I wasn't. I'm not in that era, and so
not in the Quran era.
Damn.
So anyways, he's like, yeah, like, you know how when we go to heaven in paradise, we're told that the wife that we'll have is supposed to be the most beautiful woman in the world. When I saw you, I thought you were her. I was like, this is a lot of pressure.
How are you feeling? Are you like, oh my God, that's amazing? Or like, are you like, this is too much?
She's feeling hot for sure.
No, I'm yes.
Steaming up.
I'm sitting
is your self-esteem going up? Like, you're like, yeah.
Is going up.
Yeah.
The self-esteem is going up.
I'm seeing that he can't read signals because my body is not toward facing him. And
can I tell you how this was all avoidable real quick?
What?
Like, if that's not your era you're in, mm-hmm. right? You can respond by doing something extremely unattractive
mm-hmm.
and then just turning him off completely.
So I did that.
Wait, what did you do?
We get there. We get there. So then he goes like, yeah, like I'm 30. And he just starts listing off like facts. Almost like
his resume?
Like, yes, just like in order. And I was like, oh, okay, nice.
Did we talk about this? Is he like, what's his ethnicity?
He's black.
Okay.
And so we end up finding out that we go to the same mosque and everything and whatever. And he starts listing off facts about him. He's like, yeah, like, you know, a lot of these guys, like they're not out here to like get married. Like I want to get married again. And I was like, oh, this might be my out. When he said again, because mm-hmm. He's going on for like 10 minutes at this point. I was
wait,
like,
wait, is, like, he saying additionally?
Yeah, additionally, like he wants a second or like he's already been married before.
Or remarried.
I didn't know, but this was my in. Okay. So I was like, again.
This was your out.
This was my out. I was like, again. And he was like, yeah. Like, I was like, so you got kids? Just being so ignorant. He was like, you have kids? He was like, yeah, I have 3 kids. I was like, you have 3 kids? And he was like,
really judgmental.
Super. That's the like energy I was going for. Like, okay, this bitch is not worth my time type of thing, right? I was like, you have 3 kids? And he was like, yeah, like I was married. Like I got married when I was 20. I was like, how old are your kids? He was like 13, 9, and like 8. And I was like, if the math isn't mathing, because 13 years ago, you weren't 20. He was like, oh, the first kid I wasn't married for. I was like, oh, so you have 2 baby mamas.
Dang. You're calling him out.
I'm just like making this really like awkward. He was like, yeah, but like the other 2, I was married and blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, okay, nice. In mid conversation, I turned back around. I shut down and I closed my eyes. He continues. Point being that it was very clear. I end up making eye contact with another girl in the hot tub who's doing one of these numbers. She was like, just like looking around, like being awkward hearing this whole conversation. And I make eye contact with her and we both go like at the same time.
Oh, shit.
He looks at me. He was like, are you guys both laughing at me together? I was like, oh, no, we were just communicating. I don't know what that means, but that was my answer. He was like, oh, okay. Well, anyways, and then he continues to go on, like, damn, as if that wasn't enough. So eventually I was like, okay, well, it was nice meeting you. I'm just going to relax.
I'm telling you, there's like so many. Like,
I thought me being ignorant, like acting ignorantly, would make him be like, oh, okay, this is not it.
Yeah.
But the fact that he thinks you're the most beautiful girl ever.
You think he would just overlook that? Oh, damn. Okay. Well, anyways, at then I eventually just go, I'm just going to go back to relaxing. But it was really nice meeting you. He was like, yeah, do you think I could like get your Instagram? Thank you for not being stuck up. And I like was being stuck up. And it was, and it really made me feel bad because I was being exactly what he thanked me for not being.
But you should be happy that you were not like enough. Or maybe you should be sad that you weren't stuck up enough.
Maybe one or the other. But
that's really annoying, though. Like sometimes I hear those stories. Sometimes you see like a situation where, you know, those like gotcha cams kind of that girls do at the gym. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Like there's this one guy specifically that sits in his car and like calls them out all the time.
He's the savior of the gym. Or
yeah. But
explain.
So some girls, they'll like super thirst trap, record while they're doing something.
Well,
and then,
okay. Let's, I guess put a context, like they're thirst trapping, but they're also like showing they're like lifting or whatnot.
They're like working out, but they're also, they look hot.
Yeah. And then they're kind of like looking for guys that will like approach them and have them in the footage.
Or they'll be calling them out from afar. They'll be like, excuse me, like, what are you looking at?
Yeah. Like this guy will be putting on a plate and he's like way further. And then she'll be like, excuse me, like, why are you looking at me? Maybe he just like peeks over for a second, maybe, you know, or 3 seconds. And then she'll call him out. Or some girls just like do it like after and like make a whole TikTok
about it. So
they're
focused more on the footage than they are on the workout, basically.
Yeah, but and then they'll caption this long thing about like, look at what happened today, this and that.
Okay, so
but that's not to take away from what actually happens, because it sucks that, like, you know, when you have people that kind of like you know, use that to incite and then like further kind of like this narrative. But but for some people, it just happens and they're not even asking for that kind of attention. Mm. But yeah, I think I wonder, because like obviously we don't have that experience. It's just like as a gym guy, you're going in there and you're really just getting compliments from other dudes. And we're all just kind of like rubbing each other's muscles.
I feel like the guys never pick up on when girls are shooting their shot. And so I wanted to do a rundown of when a girl is shooting her shot and what, like, if a girl signs that not to talk to a girl, okay? So first of all, if a girl looks at you and then looks away and kind of scrambles a little bit, approach her.
What?
She's shooting her shot. If she's made eye contact and immediately starts fumbling, she's already married in her head.
What if she's, like, just accidentally, like, looks you in the eye?
Well, if you have to like try to make eye contact one more time, and if it happens one more time, I think you're in a good place. Okay. Yeah.
I just thought that we both looked at each other at the same time and then somebody looked away.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, maybe. Sometimes. There's no way to know. It's kind of 50-50.
Is that what you do? Are you like...
If I like...
Are you like staring them down and then wait for them to like...
I think that girls, when they like a guy, they do everything possible to avoid eye contact. At least I do. I'm like, I'm going to pretend like you don't exist at all whatsoever.
Yeah. I feel like that's mutual. Well, maybe like confident guys do that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But if you do approach a girl and I was thinking of ways of maybe they just don't know. Maybe guys just don't know. Like when they're approaching a girl and she's uncomfortable, what are the signs?
Well, we're talking about the gym, right?
Yes.
I heard like some people say like never approach a girl in the gym. Like
that's like my, I wouldn't even think to do that, because it's like, one, you hear about all of those stories and it's just like people are there doing their own thing, including myself.
That's true.
But if it happened to be a situation where you're like talking to somebody, then I think both people would know.
Yeah.
I think it's really just about maturity.
And
a lot of people
I also think it's
just
like sprinkling in, like you see them at the same time and then you just say like, hey, and then like maybe, you know, a few weeks or days after, like, I feel like it's a slow build. I feel like there's no,
these are all fire. Like this is good. This is what should happen.
Okay.
But say, for example, you think that you're seeing the girl from paradise. You think this is your girl and you think that this is your opportunity to holler, right? I'm just saying if we were to take this guy into consideration, right? I feel like if a girl, first of all, never approach a girl while she's mid-workout, like mid-squat, mid-this, mid-that.
Okay, so he avoided that.
Right. Well, I mean, no.
Step one clear.
My eyes were closed and I'm
But you're not working out.
But I feel like, isn't that a signal that I'm not open to talking if my eyes are closed? I'm not looking around. I'm not looking for interaction.
You might be avoiding eye contact. And that, according to your own rule.
Yeah, let's just scrap all the rules.
He listened to these rules in the future.
No, but...
He's still, you know, in the right track.
We'll work our way back there, right? So say, for example, he did think that, right? Like, maybe whatever. One, see that she's in the clear and open somewhat for conversation. Two, her body language. If she doesn't turn her body towards you, she doesn't want to talk to you. And then three is if she's not like taking your conversation and throwing it back at you, I think that's a pretty solid way of knowing how to end it. And I gave this guy those exact signals and he didn't take it. So maybe moving forward, just be aware.
I got really uncomfortable one time that this lady, she was maybe like in her upper 30s. Mm-hmm. She was one of those like...
It wasn't a grandma?
No, not this time. It was a MILF. And she was... And she... I'm just saying that. You're like, taking it seriously. Yeah, she was like, excuse me. She like walked over. Like there was a bunch of people. And I'm like working out. She walked over and said, can you spot me?
Ooh.
And I was like, all right.
There's clearly other people that she could ask, right?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Like, you know, it's not going to be...
Were you guys making eye contact and she thought she had an in?
No. Okay. I honestly don't even see anybody else.
That's how I feel.
I need glasses.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like when you're working out, you're unaware of your surroundings.
Also that.
You know those memes? It's like, you didn't say hi. And then like the picture's like so blurry. There's like a bunch of people walking.
Yeah, that's me. And also I wouldn't think to do that unless the situation we talked about where it's just natural. So she's like, can you spot me? I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, you know, it should be no harm. Like it should be okay. What's the workout she's doing? She's doing, like a dumbbell press, inclined. And she wants me to spot her like from the back and watch like her elbows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this lady's just got like her cleavage, like all the way out. And now
she's like dying. Frost is still looking.
And I gotta like kind of, cause the bench is a little lower. So I gotta kind of like duck down and watch her elbows.
Or are you spotting the-
And yeah, I mean, it's like all right there basically.
Yeah.
And she's like doing her thing. And I'm like, God, this is not it. I see my brother like across the gym. He's just like shaking his head. He's like laughing a little bit. And I was like, I don't know what to say. And then, so I'm trying to be like, you know,
helpful,
but also like
respectful.
And so I'm kind of like not looking. And she's like, oh, you're not spotting me. I was like, all right, lady.
Why did you say yes? Why don't you say, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Cause I wanted the view, but it was like, I'm kidding. But, yeah, it was uncomfortable. I was just like, are you good? I got to get back to my set. And the guys around me, they were like giving me a nod of approval.
It's so funny. It's okay. We'll be over this era in like a couple of weeks, I'm sure.
That's good.
We're an hour in. Do we want to take the rest to...
I have one thing.
Okay, let's do it.
I think it'll be good.
Let's do it.
All right. So speaking of being uncomfortable.
Okay.
There's this TikTok that I saw. And there's this TikTok I actually made. But... I want to see your guys' reactions to all of these. I don't know if you guys seen this or not, but this is called Talk Dirty to Me in Urdu.
Oh, yeah, no. You... Oh, no. Okay.
So if you guys want to translate, you can. If not, we'll see. But these are a few that, you know, were like very, that people commented. Mm-hmm. And these were like highly rated.
Okay.
Okay. First one we'll go with is underdalo.
Yeah, I mean, straight to the point.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you think people like say these or no?
I think they do.
I mean, like, what other option would they have?
Yeah.
Underdalo.
That's wild.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not going to be like, oh, time to do it. Switch to English because that's the only language.
No, but I feel like the funny thing is, like, these are like English way. Like, people say this in English, right? But I feel like if people said it in Urdu, they'd say completely different things.
But like, what would?
I don't know. If anyone knows, let us know.
Should we have parents on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The next one is, who's your abu?
Oh my god.
I'm literally gonna throw up.
Yeah, that one feels a little hairy.
Yeah.
And sweaty.
I like baba.
Who's your baba? I feel like that works.
That one's weird.
Weirder?
Yeah. Well, no, not weird. No, not weirder.
Okay. I feel like baba's like better. Like,
what would you say?
I wouldn't say
daddy.
I wouldn't say dad terms.
Sure?
Yeah,
you sure?
I'm positive. I'm 100% positive. I'm not like a weird person who like. I mean, not saying it's weird. Whatever. I'm not going to talk myself.
All right.
Oh, God.
Next one is Abu, me aa rahi hoon.
Have some self-respect.
If I heard,
just reading those.
If I heard that as a kid, like hearing that from parents or something like that, I'd be like, is grandpa here?
Literally.
Is Dada here?
Is Dada here?
What the heck?
Oh my god. All right, next one. It's a good one. Tez abu tez.
Oh my god. Dude, I don't like the abu in there,
Abu's
bro.
Abu's hard to deal with.
Yeah, but that's fine.
That one's not okay.
Tez se karo aur tez.
No.
Oh my gosh. This is just like, I feel like so bad for somebody that, like, you know, like some people, they go to Pakistan to like marry a wife.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they would encounter this.
Or imagine the opposite, a husband.
What do you mean? Oh, like a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably worse.
Much worse.
Yeah.
But they would request it, like, say it to me.
Say it to me. I'll be bolo.
I straight up wouldn't be able to take him serious.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
What about like, main bahut geela hoon. Soaking wet.
What is it, gilly billy?
That is one of them, gilly billy.
Like,
at least your rhymes.
Main pura nalka banao.
What the heck?
Tooti was jaari hai.
Jaati. Oh gosh.
Rukini right.
This is too much.
All right, next one's pretty aggressive. Chuso.
Yeah, when I think of that, like, those are, that's a term that basically says, like, you know, suck it, but I associate it with fruits.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuz that's how I've always
like
heard
it
growing
chuso?
Up. Yeah. So I don't know if that's the type of juicing you want.
The fruit ones,
but
yeah.
Also
it's like, but it's
that's
not like a,
you would that like if you were to toppy. Suck something, that also wouldn't be the same thing. When you say like when you suck a lollipop, there's no other term for it.
Yeah.
What?
There's no other term for like sucking,
like you're
a
sucking
lollipop.
The lollipop. Oh, but
I'm
you still
sure,
say
I'm
suck
sure they
it.
Have them.
They still say suck it, and then like,
yeah,
you're not
it's
thinking
like that's
like,
not
oh,
what that
lollipop.
Is.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way I associate it.
There's more.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Uh-oh.
Mere liye please aa jao.
I mean,
so
at least
funny.
There's a please in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice request.
And I think the funniest thing is, like, if there was no context, it's like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it's like,
I would get so
come
dry
for me, please.
From that. What the hell?
Like oh.
please come for me. Like, you know, like if you're going to a party and like the other person's like not planning to go, you could just be like, "Mere liye please, Ajo."
Definitely would not be happening anymore.
But with context, it's pretty bad.
Damn, dude, I'm horny.
You have new words to use now.
You should go to Box Out.
The listeners are so gile right now.
Sorry, we should have put a rated R.
Yeah, dude, what the heck? Why did you have this session?
Sorry, after the, you know, the cleavage from the both grandmas.
Oh, you thought of it?
Yeah. I was
You did refer to both older women and their titties in both of your stories.
I did not mention the first one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, the flashing, you're like, I wish.
Right. Should we just do the Sneeko or save that for the Patreon?
We can do the Sneeko.
Let's just do the Sneeko last topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Sneeko recently went to Umrah.
Yeah.
Sneeko, he's Muslim?
Yeah. He converted, I think, less than a year ago.
How would you describe Sneeko if someone doesn't know who that is?
Sneeko is, man. Okay, so I started watching, I can't like fully describe Sneeko, but I'll say like how I started watching him.
Yeah.
Basically, he made some like social commentary videos, very artistic, like social commentary videos.
Controversial.
He'll be like, why, you know, living in the rat race is the worst thing or something like that. And even
kinda
though...
Kind of cute.
Ooh, okay. He's Muslim now. So.
Oh, you didn't know him before this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So then he started like making vlogs, and then like once... streaming became very popular with like Andrew Tate and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He was always preaching like how to be like a man, sort of, but like in a very weird way.
Oh.
He was like, I think a lot of it was very
misogynistic.
Why do we keep getting these guys?
Yeah. So
this is why it's interesting.
This is why it's interesting. So he came off way more misogynistic in like a different aspects. I don't remember what exactly he was saying, but
a lot of his videos where he would interview people were also like these topics about, you know, feminism, and basically he would kind of try to catch people saying something, or just question them. And actually, it's funny because like, I think because of like how attractive he is, sometimes he would lure people into, you know, actually talking to him, and then he would kind of stump them when he would go in this kind of more so, misogynistic, you could say, way.
Yeah, and like he would make videos sort of like. He'd be in the subway and, you know, he would just have a sign and it would say one thing. And
one minute podcast.
One minute podcast. And one of them would be like, is it okay to be fat? And then like in the thumbnail would be like a really fat person. Mm-hmm. And he would just ask different types of people, like, is it okay to be fat? And then he'll always like stay with his argument, like, no, it's not okay or whatever.
Mm-hmm. One of the funny ones that came out of that was he asked this guy, he was like, do you like fat girls? And the guy responds and goes, I like girls who like me back.
But I think with him, he's just very like he kind of talks in a way where it's very aggressive.
Mm.
And he always, I think, believes that he's like right in a lot of aspects. So then once the streaming era came with like Andrew Tate, all that stuff, he started streaming and basically people called him like a watered down Andrew Tate. Like he's he started emulating Andrew Tate. He's also met him and like been to his house and whatnot. So he's part of that like whole like crew of like, you know, alpha males per se,
quote unquote,
quote unquote. And so Andrew Tate, I think, turned Muslim like a year ago, probably, right? A few months later, Sneeko also turns Muslim.
Mm.
So people say, like, is he emulating Andrew Tate or is he doing his own thing? That's up for debate. I don't know. But yeah, he's had ups and downs with, you know, where his content's going, and he just got super popular over the past year. And people think like his brand is on hating on women. Like there's kids that came up to him. They're like, oh yeah, fuck women. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I never said that. Like, yo, relax. And it's like, you know, a 12-year-old kid. He's like, oh, can I get a picture or whatnot? So that's his brand. But recently he's actually doing Umrah with Sheikh Uthman and
is that his name?
Yeah, Uthman. And Mufti Menk, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. So he, like, the Muslim community is really, like, accepting him and, like, you know, taking him to these places. And he seems very open to be very Muslim. I hope that summarized everything.
It does. That was a good job. The kind of hesitant part is just, like, or just seeing it unfold is kind of what Amber was, you know, hinting at, which is kind of, like, the whole, the community that's getting popular because of this. Where it's like, okay, we knew Andrew Tate was getting popular from his clips about hating on women. And then next thing you know, he's Muslim.
Yeah.
Sneeko does the same thing. Next thing you know, he's Muslim.
I don't want them to think that these ideologies are what's guiding them to Islam.
Yeah. And it's basically like, oh, if you're anti-liberal and where liberalism is going in the West currently, then Islam is the religion for you, which to a degree can be, you know, I guess more true because Islam is a very conservative religion. And so it's weird to see that, like, the following that they have and the brand that they've put on, the way that it gets misinterpreted sometimes, to have that associated with Islam. And it doesn't necessarily do it justice, I guess, or, like, the community at large, the way that it paints kind of Muslims and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the reality of how... Muslims are, you know, like, for example, Mufti Menk, you mentioned him, that he's going with him, and he's such a, like, caring, soft-hearted
individual. Why is he bringing him along?
Well, so I completely understand why, like, these Muslims are accepting him, because when someone converts to Islam, they're your brother.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
Also, he got 7 passes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When you convert to Islam, you can bring 7 people to heaven with you.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, somebody's got to have an extra pass around here.
Yeah. So anyways, but they're like, oh, you are a very popular figure. It seems like you're actually interested in Islam. So, like, we'll teach you. What better way to teach you and bring you along? And, like, you know.
That's great. That's great thinking, too. That's like the right thing to do to try to help them, like, guide them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And hopefully it kind of, like, makes them see... things in a softer light too, and especially, like, so much of the religion is also about how you carry yourself, your character, the, you know, being careful with your tongue.
Yeah.
And feminism is a huge part of it. Like, it's OG feminism, really, about women's rights and over men and the way that you're supposed to respect them and things like that. And so it's just like, yeah, the little kids that are kind of following it, you have a lot of these, especially, like, young white kids, young white males who are like, the world is not currently built for us because everything is going towards, you know, gay this and women that and OnlyFans. And, you know, it's just like such a weird thing where it's just like, everybody hates my type, straight white male.
Yeah.
And what is my path? It's hate.
Are either of them white?
Who?
Andrew Tate or Sneeko?
No, Andrew Tate, I think, is half white. And then Sneeko is not.
But I understand what
he's
you're
half.
Saying.
He's half black, right?
He's half Andrew black Tate. And half. Oh yeah, they're both half black, and then Sneeko is half Filipino, I think.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I was just trying to figure out if that had something to do with their, like,
attractiveness
complex.
Oh.
No. Do you think that Andrew Tate's attractive?
I mean, you said Sneeko was attractive.
I mean, based off his Instagram.
You don't think Andrew Tate's attractive?
No.
Why not?
He's just not.
Why?
He looks like
if you just,
head.
Like, saw him, like, you don't like bald head?
No, he looks like peanut head.
Okay.
He looks like Top G.
Yeah, he's Top G, all right, Amber?
He looks like he's this.
Yeah, I wonder...
looks like this guy.
Does he? I don't know. Mm. I feel like if there was no context, you might think he's more attractive. Than
no, because he talks like this.
He does. He does. That was pretty good.
So, no.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where this goes, but it's interesting to see what's going on currently, and why people are being attracted. It's almost like, oh, we hate this thing so much that we want to be, you know, this thing that's always kind of been in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's always good when someone converts. You know, we never know their true intentions, but we just have to be like, you know, welcome.
Or judging, like, what's good or what's not for
I think we just have to be like, welcome. But, like, I was just like, dang, he went to Umrah before me. Like, that's crazy. But
welcome to Islam, brother.
We also have a lot of Islamic, like, social influencers now. Yeah. Like, I would say, you know, Mufti Menk kind of has this persona. There's a few of them, which when we were growing up, we didn't really see that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was only cassette tapes that you put in the car and you listen to the same, like, lectures and surahs over and over again. But now these people actually have a platform. And one of those people is, like, Muhammad Hijab, for example, who's, like, a really strong debater. And I remember he was kind of like, oh, we don't need these Andrew Tates and whatever else. Like, we're fine. And then as soon as he converted, he's like, he was the first one to like interview him right away.
That's funny.
And it helped both of their platforms.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't know people's intentions. It's just, it's interesting to see, but
yeah, 100%.
Congrats, Sneeko. I saw your tweet. You were like, man, I can't believe Sneeko went to Umrah before I did.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
It's also funny that they kind of get, like, because of their platforms and stuff, they get a much quicker access to it, especially being converts or, like, reverts. They just speed through the process, learn so much information all at once, and then they do all of the things much quicker than a lot of us kind of, like, are able to fathom it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, Sneeko. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. We will take the rest of this to Patreon.
And we'll be talking about very juicy topics.
Ooh, kill them.
Very.
We're talking about tip culture and the machines taking over.
Well, save it.
Okay, and then we'll save another one.
A secret one that only patrons know.
That's right. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.